I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. There's justice today for Berta Cáceres, some justice anyway. Cáceres was an environmental activist in Honduras. She'd been fighting to stop construction of a hydroelectric dam that would have encroached on the land and rivers of the Lenca people. They're the largest indigenous group in the country. In September 2016, Cáceres was murdered. Journalist Nina Lacani has been following the case in the Honduran capital, Tegucigalpa.
The trial that concluded yesterday was a trial against eight of the men accused of Berta's murder. So we're talking about the sicarios and we're talking about the intermediaries. But what the verdict yesterday was very clear about, we found seven of the men guilty, one man was found not guilty, that the crime was paid for by the dam company, DESA. And so what we learned yesterday and what her family have always said was that the people on trial yesterday were the middlemen, you know, the hitmen. They weren't the masterminds behind the crime. They weren't the ones who ordered the crime, who paid for the crime, and who benefited from it.
So will there be any further prosecution of anybody from the company or from the government?
David Castillo, who has yet to face trial, he's the company president and a minority shareholder. He's also a former US-trained military intelligence officer, and he's been accused of masterminding the crime. So he should face trial either next year or by 2020 at the latest. We also heard in the trial that the Elvin Rapallo, who is the young man who shot Berta at her house in March 2016, he later confessed to an acquaintance who became a state's protected witness that he had killed Berta, but that he felt sure that, you know, he would never face justice because the order had come from above. Who was he talking about? You know, there were many clues, many lines of investigation which could lead to politicians, to other people in the armed forces, to the economic elites in this country, which have not yet been investigated.
I mean, it all seems to speak volumes of Berta Cáceres' ability to organize. How big a campaign was this of hers, this opposition to Honduras's Aguazarca Dam?
She saw it as an emblematic case. These energy projects, renewable energy projects, including dams, solar power, wind power, were being sanctioned across the country without consultation, you know, under the guise of development. But actually, most of this energy was going to be, you know, diverted to power mines and other projects, not just in Honduras, but in the whole Central America. And she was often, you know, criticized and condemned as being anti-development, anti-progress. But, you know, really, it's important to say that she was supporting the community. She didn't enforce this opposition on them. They came to her and to Copin to help them resist the dam because they depend on the river for food, for water, for their livestock, to bathe in. You know, without the river, the community cannot exist. They would have had to leave the Rio Blanco community near the river and may have been forced to migrate either to one of the overcrowded cities here or even to the U.S.
Nina, did the dam get built, and are you hearing anything from the Lenca people about this verdict?
Yesterday, outside the courtroom, lots of members of the community and Copin were there. You know, it was a really strange mix of emotions. People were obviously happy or, you know, satisfied to some extent, relieved, I think, that some justice had been served. But it was so mixed in with anger and frustration and deep, deep sadness at the loss of Berta, you know, who was a great leader, not just for her Lenca people, but for the Honduran people more widely. The dam hasn't been built. Construction was suspended after she was murdered. One of the key points that her lawyers made yesterday was that the license must now be revoked so that this threat that this dam poses on the local community, on the Lenca people and her organization, Copin, is once and for all finished with.
Reporter Nina Lacani speaking with us from Tegucigalpa about the trial of the men convicted for the murder of Berta Cáceres. Thanks very much, Nina.
Thanks.